Broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Learning Insights, featuring learning professionals, improving performance to drive business results.
Welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Learning Insights, brought to you by our friends at Training Pros. I'm your host, Stone Payton, and in the studio with me this morning is, as almost always the case, is my good friend and co-host, Lee Cantor. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Stone. How are things going in your world?
I am doing well. Got a couple of points of news to share with everybody. One, there's this viral video that's out on conference calls. I hear people laugh.
Yes.
I just learned yesterday that that was shot right here in our conference room.
That's right.
So this studio...
This is where it happens.
Right here. All the cool stuff happens here. Our studio in Sandy Springs is housed at Regis, and in the small conference room is where they shot that video. So I've been telling everybody...
It looked familiar.
It did. Look, I told you, it looked so familiar. So I'd have that point of news. Also, milestone for us, our new Buckhead affiliate studio had their first broadcast yesterday, and it's my understanding that it was wildly successful.
That's right.
Well, this is going to be a fantastic segment on Learning Insights. We have with us a group of folks who work with the SIGs and GIGs. Lee, I know you don't know what that is, but you're going to by the end of the broadcast. And we have the whole team here, I think. And first up, I'd like to introduce the director of SIGs and GIGs. She's also an area training manager with Verizon Wireless Workforce Development. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast, Miss Florida Starks. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Well, we are delighted to have you.
Happy to be here.
Director of SIGs and GIGs. What's a SIG? What's a GIG?
That's a really good question. And a SIG is a special interest group, and we have six of them across the Greater Atlanta chapter of ASTD. And I have one of our SIG chairs actually here, one of our SIG leaders, Eric Langley. He's here with us this morning. He heads up the Learning and Development SIG. And basically, a SIG is a group that comes together to offer topics on programming for very specific groups within the learning and development community. And so if you work in L&D and you are a sales leader or you develop sales content, we have a GIG for you. We have a GIG for that. A SIG for that. And if perhaps you work with pulling together content for learners and in organizations, we have a SIG for that. We have a learning technology SIG that focuses on all things, how you develop learning technologies for the consumers of that learning data.
Now, how do you determine when it's time to create a new SIG?
Wow, that's such a good question. One of the things that we do is follow the ASTD National Communities of Practice.
Uh-huh.
And so the communities of practice have very distinct organizations focused on really meeting the needs of all learning and development functions within organizations. So we really don't stray from that at all. We've recently rebranded our SIGs, and the GIGs just do it all. Chrissy Dare is here. She's going to tell you about that. She's one of our GIG leaders for the Lawrenceville area. But basically, we try to stay within the national model because it's a model that works. And
right.
It's one that makes for a very successful organization of continuity for all things learning and development, but then also helps meet the needs of anybody who works within, you know, development, learning, et cetera.
Now, are you in a specific SIG or two yourself?
I am. Yeah. All of them.
Wow.
The nice thing about Atlanta ASTD is that once you're a member, you can participate in any meeting. And so if I would like to participate in the sales enablement SIG meetings, I can do that. If I want to participate in the learning technology meetings, I can do that. If I'm interested in, you know, branching off at some point and having my own company, I want to be a contractor, I want to be a developer of content on my own, there's a SIG for that. We have an independence SIG. And so, you know, really it's something for everyone. Now, in terms of working within the SIGs, we do have a ton of volunteers that help make this engine run. We're the heartbeat of the chapter, we like to say. And so in order to really participate just from a core team perspective, most of our members pick one of those groups because it is a time commitment and we want them to be fully immersed in either a SIG or a GIG and really give all they can to help the meetings take off and really make the chapter work very fluently for all of the meetings that we hold throughout the year, and probably about 60 meetings that we hold.
Wow.
60 plus meetings actually that we hold for our SIGs and our gigs.
So now if you're a new member, like, how do you navigate this to know where the right place is for you?
Sometimes you just sort of fall into the SIG or gig, you know, depending on where you live in the greater Atlanta, greater Georgia area.
Right.
But we have a lot of help. So once you come to a meeting, you immediately have a great opportunity to network with, you know, the core team members within that organization or that small group. If you attend a chapter meeting, which we have one coming up actually on February the 11th, I believe the date is, you have a great opportunity to network with so many people that just embrace you and pull you in and help you with, you know, identifying where it is perhaps you may find a best niche.
Right.
Now, again, you know, if I find that I'm interested in one of the SIGs, or maybe I go to a gig, because the gigs do it all. The SIG sort of operate as mini organizations. The gig operates really as a mini chapter almost.
In a specific geographic area.
In a specific geographic area. You got it. And that's what GIG stands for, Geographical Interest Group. So, you know, one of the things that we pride ourselves in being the largest chapter across the nation is that, you know, we have a lot of members that give a lot of great direction and support.
So let's bring your colleagues into the conversation.
Yes, let's.
Introduce them, if you will.
All right. So I'd like to do ladies first, if that's okay. And so we have Chrissy Dare with us, and she is our gig chair, our gig leader for our Northeast Georgia gig. And that covers, what does that cover?
Well, that's really I'd say the North Georgia area. So we are located in Northeast Georgia, but we have members that attend, members and learning professionals across really North Georgia that attend our gig events.
And what's the kind of the landmarks that define that territory?
Wow. I would say north of the perimeter.
So anything north of the, so up 75, 85, and 400?
Yes.
Wow.
And we have people from the metro area that attend our meetings as well.
Because you're in charge, so you're quite a draw.
Well, geographic interest groups are a little different from special interest groups, like Florida mentioned earlier, in that our topics are wider and broader in scope. So, for example, our February meeting is titled Put Me in Coach. And a hot topic or emerging trends right now is performance support. And that's what the February chapter meeting is focused on. So we'll talk about coaching for performance support, professional coaches, personal coaches. What's the difference? What can a coach do for you? So we sort of play off of the topics that are offered in the Atlanta area.
Now, what motivated you personally to get involved with this gig? Is it because you got tired of driving in town?
Exactly.
I nailed it.
And the gigs are so great because they offer an opportunity for people outside of the Atlanta metro area that want to be affiliated or a part of ASTD, but just can't make that drive all the time. And so for me, I was one of the founding members of the chair that organized the Northeast Georgia chapter. And that's how I've gotten involved and have remained involved, because it's very rewarding.
How many people are in that? Is it a bunch of people that are coming just to your geographic area?
I wouldn't say. We have maybe about a dozen people that repeat, but we really draw a wide and varied audience.
And you have different people present from their expertise and their specific disciplines?
Yes, we do. And I think we're going to talk about upcoming events in a minute, but I'll just go ahead and segue into that right now. So February 24th, we have the Put Me in Coach topic. And in April, we have Dr. David Bracken, who is internationally known as a thought leader for advancing the science of multi-source feedbacks. So that's going to be focused on 360 feedback. And he's widely published. He's the senior editor and contributor to several books and publications, and has a recent publication that's out. So we like to bring presenters who have contributed to research or emerging trends and topics in some way. In June, one of my favorite things that we do once a year is we allow members to bring forth knowledge, and just have once a year we have a knowledge share and networking event. And so in June the topic is roll tape. In the we'll ask members to bring their favorite media clip or technology that's free, so and share that with others so that when people leave that meeting, they have 10 to 20 different ideas that they can immediately apply to their own learning activities in their organization.
And you're going to take this interview clip with you, right? That's going to be...
Yes, this will be my favorite.
Nicely played. Now, you have a day job for an organization that is well known in the area.
Yes.
For their leadership and development. Tell us a little bit about your work at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta.
Well, it's the best place in the world to work, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. I'm the manager of design for our management and leadership development programs. We have a lot of different programs, high potential programs, new manager programs, leadership and executive leadership programs, and then open enrollment courses that focus on leadership and development across the organization. Like all organizations, they're tied to our competencies and our strategy and business objectives.
Now, you're, I'm sure, very busy there, but it's important to you to get involved with ASTD. Can you explain why you invest so much time and energy in being part of ASTD?
I think it's so important to stay abreast of emerging trends and to network and just have peers that you can call on to find out about best practices and lessons learned as
right.
well.
So now the management of Children's, they're okay with this? They because it's taking up a bunch of time. This isn't something, the volunteers are the key, you mentioned earlier, right, Florida?
Right.
That without them, the thing doesn't go.
Yeah, we have less of a heartbeat.
Right. So it's important each of you have day jobs and you're working and you still can carve out a bunch of time and energy to really kind of help this organization sustain itself.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it becomes more of a balancing act, really. And, you know, you do the things that you love to do and you make the times to do those things that you love to do. So I love my full-time job at Verizon. I also love my full-time job now here at ASTD. And so Verizon, as you know, is a very, very fast-paced organization.
Right.
We also, though, are a huge contributor and supporter of ASTD National. So I've been a member of ASTD National since about 1994. So our company really recognizes the value that this external mode of learning offers employees, especially those employees in learning and development, but also the fact that it's important to give back to the community, because in that give back, we get so much more.
Right.
And so, you know, my company is aware today of where I am and in the work that I do with ASTD, and they applaud that. So I think it's really a beneficial
part of Verizon saying, you know, I want to be a good steward to the business community, and
absolutely.
ASTD is important. I see the value in that, and I'm going to allow my employees to go and invest their time and energy, because that's good for Verizon.
Absolutely it is. And they also happen to be one of the companies that offers the national membership at no cost. So they absorb that cost. And so
Every organization does that.
Not every organization does that. And so there's some unique value in what it is we bring to the table in terms of making sure that we have learning and development programs for all of our employees, but then also something special and unique for the members of the learning and development organization.
Mm-hmm. Now, Chrissy, you mentioned that you learn constantly, and being part of ASTD helps you kind of stay ahead of the game in terms of trends and things like that. Can you share something that maybe you learned or something that bubbled up through your involvement with ASTD that was actionable that you were able to bring to Children's?
Well, the topics that are being presented in our upcoming meetings throughout the year, all of those, I will learn something. I'll gain a little nugget, something practical that I can bring back and apply. I recently attended one of the ASTD certification programs,
uh-huh.
the Advanced Design Certification Program, and it was filled with just lots of practical ideas, practical application. From a design perspective, higher-level learning is a place where everyone wants to be.
Sure.
As opposed to rote memorization. So different activities that learning professionals can use in the classroom and outside of the classroom to reinforce and sustain learning is something. I know that's a little broad answer,
right?
But
you're actually learning things that are actionable and you can bring back to the company. And are there companies that don't have employees as part of ASTD that do you see that, or is like pretty much everybody who's in this industry are members?
Well, you know, we see a broad number of companies that either offer the membership, and then there are also employees that happen to work for companies that just take advantage of the membership on their own.
Right.
And so that is one of the things that, you know, makes, I think, our chapter unique. We have, you know, the most number of members across any other organization ASTD has in this nation. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that when we look at our membership across the board, we see members that are local members, and then we also see members that have the dual membership, which means that they have ASTD Atlanta membership
and national.
You got right. it, national membership. And so, you know, I think that there's great benefit either way. Certainly, we like to see that dual membership as a local chapter.
Sure.
but, you know, the companies that see value in offering the membership or have the funding to be able to support that.
Or they feel it's important enough to invest in it.
Absolutely.
And those are probably more forward-thinking and they value this more than others.
Forward-thinking and forward investing. We know the reality in many organizations is that when there are budget cuts sometimes, training happens to be one of the organization that is impacted in many cases. And so what we like to see, though, is, you know, how is it that we can engage the members of the L&D community? And also one of the things that we've talked about, Eric is, I know, going to jump into this conversation, but one of the things that we talk about, too, is how do we engage even higher education institutions, because they also have a very integral part of what it is we do at ASTD and how we can further our mission and make sure that we meet the needs of the learning and development community at large.
I do have some news on that. I will share that in a little bit. I'm going to save that for later, though.
Yeah.
More fun at the end.
Yeah. So that's
so
Eric.
Stay tuned.
Yes. That's Eric Langley, that voice.
What a
that radio voice.
Voice,
yes.
Isn't that fantastic? Well, welcome to the show, man. I thought you were nodding off over there.
Nah, I'm just absorbed listening to what everybody has to say. This is great stuff.
Well, I tell you, it is definitely worth noting the range of organizations and individuals that participate and get so much tremendous value from that participation in this ASTD organization. I mean, we have Verizon. I don't know how big and wide you guys are, but you're a pretty good size organization,
yes,
right?
Yes, we are.
We got the you know, well-respected healthcare organization, and then we've got Eric Langley. He's a founder with Abeo. And
pronounced correctly too. That's awesome.
My guess is you're a little smaller than both, right?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. We have a big team of three. So,
so tell us a little bit about your involvement, and do get us caught up on some of these things that we've given you so much great advance press for.
Thanks. So, well, I mean, my involvement with ASTD is relatively young, only about a year and a half now, and I really came to know the organization through the SIG meetings and going to the SIG meetings and meeting people that are involved and finding out what the opportunities are. And really, it's been a great experience, just meeting everybody in the organization and understanding that there's people that think like I do that I want to connect with. And that's the real value.
And what is this magical way you think?
Well, I believe it comes down to your value system. And mm-hmm. your value system is very important. It's the reason you do what you do. And a lot of the people that are in ASTD are in the organization because they value learning and they mm-hmm. value development. That's a hot button for me.
Right.
Knowing, growing, moving forward, those are all things that I want to do. So when I get in an organization like this, I'm with people that think the same way.
And then when you join, you said it's only been a year and a half or so, but you decided to invest time to take a leadership position. You didn't just say, okay, I'm going to just pay my dues and show up once in a while.
Yeah, I think you get a lot more out of an organization if you volunteer. You get to form deep relationships with the people that are involved with the organization. It's just a better opportunity to really see what's going on. I don't know. You've probably heard the thing. It's easier to teach learn something by teaching it. And it's the same thing in an organization like this. If you get involved and do, you get a lot more out of it.
So I have your business card here, and it has this social style graph on it. Is this my score or your score or just an indication of what a printout might look like?
Well, it's actually...
it's very cool, this business card. I know our listeners can't see it, but it's got like these bar graphs, and it's got three or four colors to it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is kind of related to the way, I guess, at least you express and live into your value system. Is that an accurate statement?
Sure. What Stone is reading is my behavioral style graph, which we call a social style graph. So he's got an idea of how how I think and how I behave. But it's mine. It's not yours. You haven't taken the survey yet. So
okay. Well, we won't do any blue stuff on the broadcast. Yeah. I can tell you that.
Avoid
that's
blue.
Like,
that's for sure.
14, which is not good.
Yeah, that's my cautious. That's the little cautious. So.
You're not cautious.
Yeah,
is
no,
that?
Not cautious. That's
most startups. If he's at Tech Village, that's probably most.
So yeah, and you mentioned that. You mentioned that, Lee. I have a startup and have actually participated in Business Radio X before at Startup Riot, which was a great experience, and it was a great experience doing the Business Radio X there as well. So, you know, it's a great way to get into the community, get yourself known, and also know other people.
Well, speaking of value systems, how great are those people out of Tech Village? Cummings and that whole crowd, they are genuinely
Are they
invested.
All like 14 blue like you?
So there's a variety of different styles of people over there. And what Stone is talking about is my card says that we're based out of Atlanta Tech Village in Buckhead. And that's been a great experience. We've been there since day one. It's a fantastic community. It's, again, a lot of like-minded people. It's entrepreneurial. It's people that want to grow and build businesses that literally change the world. It's not just build a business to have one, but build a business to make an impact.
I mean, it's like your favorite bar in town where people from all walks of life come. We have right here in the room somebody from Verizon, someone from healthcare, and a startup guy hanging out with those crazy folks over at Tech Village.
And they all and have all, a common mission, though.
They yes. do, and they're getting, yes. getting, as they're getting value yes. from each other.
That, yes.
It's fascinating and wonderful, I think, don't you?
Yeah, and that's the benefit even of our meetings, our SIG meetings, our GIG meetings, our chapter meetings. And I want to correct the date. The date of our next chapter meeting is February 10th. Mm-hmm. Yes. February 10th, and we'll have performance support with Bob Mosher. And I know that, you know, when you last met with our president, Vanessa, we had a different lineup, and so that one we'll come back to at some point, the sketch notes, because we're all looking forward to finding ways that we can use our doodles and make them more effective.
Sure.
We will, though, you know, have great value with Bob Mosher and talk about performance support, how you can create sustainable organizations that support that type of model. And, you know, so you have a great opportunity at these meetings to connect with professionals, all walks of life, people that own their own company. I mentioned one of our SIGs, the INC SIG, the Independence Network and Networks and Collaborative SIG. And, you know, so you get to just meet with people that, to Eric's point, give you all sorts of support. You have great relationships that you build with people. I have still great relationships with people in St. Louis SIG, where I'm from. I'm from St. Louis.
Oh, so
Go Cardinals.
So you were part of the ASTD in St. Louis?
Yes, the local chapter in St. Louis. So, you know, those are lasting relationships that mm-hmm. I'll have for a lifetime. And I'm an education-aholic. So I will never leave yes. education.
Yes, the PhD candidate says.
I'm a consumer of education, yes. And so, you know, I think it's important that we offer these programming events that allow for greater expansion of learning and development, but also to build relationships with people mm-hmm. and network with people. And, you know, we have, you know, over the past several years seen a dip in our economy. So we have members that, you know, find great job opportunities through networking mm-hmm. events. And so we're so proud of the work that this team does. Eric has kicked off 2014 like gangbusters with his group, the L&D team, and Chrissy already has hit the ground running. And, you know, the work that our volunteers do is just phenomenal. And, you know, I wonder sometimes how we get it done, but we do.
Well, I do too. I mean, I think it's hard enough to get results, predictable. I'm going to use a different word. Results, what you know is going to happen through mm-hmm. other people yeah. when they're on your payroll, much mm-hmm. less when they're volunteer. How do you pull that off?
I think it's a lot of motivation. And I think that also it's that intrinsic value to some of the points that we heard earlier. When you're invested in giving back, then there's really nothing that serves as a barrier for you. And so I think that, you know, when your heart is in the right place, and we need those heartbeats, right? When your heart is in the right place and you do have the time, because I don't want to take away from the time element that the chapter requires, especially for these guys, because, you know, being a chair requires a great time commitment. And sometimes it's 4 hours a month. Sometimes it's a little bit more. For the core team members, usually it's about 2 hours a month. Sometimes it's more. But, you know, I think it's all about, you know, the commitment that you have to the chapter, the commitment that you have to your organization, and wanting to make sure that you're offering something that's going to be valuable, a value add for the members. And that's really what I live for. I know that's what these great team members live for. We have a couple other team members in the room too. They're shaking their heads, Leanne and Dave. So you know, we want to make sure that we bring value to the community.
Just add to that real quick. I love the term educationaholic. That's great. I mean, we attract people who love to learn, and it's a hobby. And of course, you spend time on your hobbies because you're just interested. It's just fun.
And if you like it, it's not work, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Sometimes, you know, I'm up late, but then that's just my thing. I was telling Leanne, I got an hour of sleep, and I was telling, but that's just me. That's my thing. Like, I'm not a sleepaholic.
But it all does come back full circle to this mission and values. I mean, you guys mentioned Leanne and David. Their organization underwrites this show, so we have an opportunity to have these kinds of conversations.
Yes.
They're invested well beyond just a transactional relationship. They want to give back to the market, the community, the profession.
Absolutely.
And so that just seems to be a theme with you guys. Tell us more about being a SIG leader, Eric.
Well, being a SIG leader is like herding cats. But that's true in any organization. You mentioned getting people that pay to do something and getting volunteers. And I think concentrating on the positive and making sure that you're moving forward is important. People want to get on moving trains. They don't want to get a train that's parked at the station. So that makes it a lot easier. But we've got some great things. I'm involved with the Learning and Development SIG, Special Interest Group, which is really a community. It's really the community aspect to the ASTD Atlanta chapter in alignment with the national community of practice. And it's really just for training professionals who design, deliver, and evaluate learning opportunities, both formal and informal. So that's what we try to do, is make those opportunities happen through events. You mentioned ATV, Atlanta Tech Village. It's interesting because today, one of our speakers that's coming up at the end of this month, Marshall Childs, who's doing a session called Humor is Easy, is also speaking at Atlanta Tech Village today, doing the same thing. So you can see how that connection point, he can go talk to entrepreneurs about what he does, and then also come and talk to learning and development professionals to help them make their presentations and their learning more effective. And then along the lines of what Florida said with getting higher education involved, in April we have Kurt Carver, the Vice Chancellor and CIO of the University System of Georgia, coming in to do a keynote about the transformation of learning that's taking place right now. And it is a huge transformation.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you kind of wrangle that level of engagement from universities? You have the big businesses, you have small businesses, you have speakers. Like, how does that take place where that you're able to bring the right person to the right event to deliver the right message?
Yeah, well, a number of ways, actually. A lot of our chairs, like Eric, you know, he'll use his network to pull in some of the speakers that will come in and support
Eric
the
is
events.
Wired.
Yeah, he's connected. He's very connected. It's that low blue, right? The risk taker. I'm just going to ask. I'm just going to get him in here.
Just call
they can
them.
Only say no, right?
Exactly. It's a big deal.
But we also have a large community of people that, through our senior leaders, our board, that they connect with, and they filter, you know, some really great speakers to us. And so they give us opportunities to have some top-notch speakers come into the SIGs to offer content, and also to the gigs to offer content. So it's a combination of the relationships that we have, the relationships that our executive board members have, the relationships that, you know, ASTD Atlanta has on a greater scale with the community, because sometimes we just get speakers that'll send email and say, hey, I'd like to come in and cover topics.
But how's it curated? Like, who's that gatekeeper that decides where the appropriate place is?
One of the things we kind of talked about before we came on air is, you know, Leanne mentioned this, you know, when she was a SIG leader, she loved the fact that, you know, it was almost like her own little business. She could identify who was going to come in and speak. And really, that's the model that we use in the special interest groups and the geographic interest groups. So, you know,
they're the quarterback for their organization.
Right? Absolutely.
And so it's like, it is like kind of a mini business then, right?
Yes,
absolutely. Because they're determining the content that's happening every month, and they're deciding, you know, they have to make it attractive enough to get more people to show up.
Yeah, and some of the things that we do sometimes is do surveys. Last year, I was the chair for the Human Capital Workforce Development SIG, and so we conducted survey just to find out, you know, what do the members want to see? What are some of the topics? And once we narrowed that down into four major categories, we were able to then take a look at who's going to best present topics that will give us not only theory, also application. And so, you know, a lot of times we take a look at looking at the top of the house survey, so to speak, so that we can hear from all of our members. But then also our cheerleaders will take a look at, you know, what's going on? What's the lay of the land? Wandy, who is our chair for our Columbus gig, she's in the process of doing that now. So she's going to be meeting with leaders in the Columbus area to identify, you know, what are some of the hot buttons so that we can offer programming that's going to
meet
that
need.
Right,
so what are the big issues that are affecting that area? And then you go, okay, who are the players that are maybe doing something good in that area that we can get them to speak? And like Krista, you mentioned earlier, somebody wrote a book or they have an article out, and you're like, hey, let's get them. And then, you know, because this is an attractive chapter to do this at, there people probably don't say no when they're given that opportunity.
Yeah, it's great exposure.
Right.
I want Eric and Krissy to run my book club, because then you guys would just reach out and have the authors come to us. What a fantastic way to meet famous authors and stuff. Yeah. That'd be marvelous.
There is a vetting process.
Well, and just to give a plug to our middle Georgia gig, Macon gig, February 11th, they're going to be talking about getting the most out of the LinkedIn account. And so sometimes that's another way that we also get speakers. We have great connections through LinkedIn, and I know everybody here uses LinkedIn, so I'll be connecting.
And that's an important component of this. I mean, the ASTD meetings, it's coming to life in person, face-to-face, and that's an important thing for everybody here. But also using social media and the other channels and outlets that are out there, that's important to be able to leverage that as well.
It's very important. As you know, we have several social media outlets that we use in the Greater Atlanta chapter. We use LinkedIn, our LinkedIn account. We have a Google Plus account. We also have a YouTube account. We tweet. We Facebook. So, you know, we're all over the place. And so there's no reason that if you're in the learning and development community,
right?
That you have not heard of Greater Atlanta ASTD.
Okay, it's time for the case study portion of our program. Let's say, hypothetically, you have a person in a modest media property whose part of his responsibility is to train and develop new affiliate studio operators and to help larger underwriters understand how to fully leverage their relationship with us. They find out about ASTD and SIGs and gigs and all that. They come to the big meeting.
The chapter meeting?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Maybe that's not the first.
That's a big meeting.
So now what do you do when this guy walks in? Where do you point him? What are his first few steps?
Right. Do you have like an ambassador that takes them and kind of shows them the ropes, or are they on their own? How's that work?
Well, we have several ambassadors actually, and so one of the things that I do is talk to our new members. We use our year-end meeting especially to identify, you know, a lot of new members, where they want to be, where they want to support, what they want to participate in. And so we find out, to your point, you know, what is your major topic that you want to focus on? What is your major? What are you trying to accomplish? Exactly.
Top priority.
You know, begin with the end in mind for yourself. And so if you say, well, you know what, I want to focus on, you know, developing technology, or I want to focus on, you know, that human capital element of my role, then immediately I'm going to connect that person with the chair for our human capital.
You put them in touch with them pretty quick.
Very quickly.
As soon as you identify,
Yeah, because we know that, you know, we want to make sure that we have a good retention rate.
And that helps retention. If they're accomplishing whatever their main priority was, then that shows that it was worth their time being part of this.
You got it. And we know that immediate engagement, that immediate contact is going to make sure that they want to be a part of our organization. We find that, you know, and any company finds this, right, that when you don't have that immediate touch point, there's greater opportunity that you're going to lose that individual. And so immediately I put the people in touch with that chair, with even core team members of that organization that can help give them some direction, talk about upcoming meetings, talk about what they're accomplishing, and then talk about what is it they want to see, because that could be the next topic for a meeting.
And then so you have that, the whatever that subject is, but also geographically, if they're in north, then maybe they should meet Krissy too. So now you have two points of engagement, and then that's going to increase the odds that this person's going to stick with the ASTD.
Absolutely. We get them involved. Eric and I went through like a tug of war just a bit ago with, you know, just trying to identify a member who wanted to volunteer. We're like, no, I want her. Eric's like, will she volunteer with me? So, you know, he eventually said, well, she can join learning technologies.
Florida needs her more.
Florida needs her more, and I do. So, you know, we want to make sure that members are connected and placed in a point of direction, whether it's our SIGs or our gigs even.
Well, that's a big deal, because if you get people that want the best for the organization, mm-hmm. not the best for themselves, mm-hmm. you're going to have a much stronger organization because you're meeting the needs where they are.
You got it.
And your individual needs, at least in my experience, do get met when you genuinely serve others. And it's not necessarily a one-to-one direct kind of thing, mm-hmm. but it just all seems to come back. And I'm sure it sounds like all three of you have experienced that in spades, yeah?
Yes.
All right, before we wrap, I want to go around the horn. I want to get contact information and any updates on events and things happening with respect to your specific efforts. And we'll start with you, Chrissy, and then we'll wrap with you, Florida.
Okay, so on our ASTD Atlanta website, we have an About link, and a drop down from the About link, you can locate SIGs and gigs, and our contact information is there. That's the best way to get in touch with us, wouldn't you say, Eric?
Sure.
We have, I think I mentioned, February 24th is our next gig meeting, and that's for the Northeast Georgia gig, and the topic is Put Me in Coach. And it's very timely because it's following the performance support session that the chapter will present. In April, we have Dr. David Bracken, who will present multi-source feedback. And in June, we have roll tape using media clips. In October, we're excited because someone recently reached out to Florida. She's launching in February a neuroleadership program at her healthcare organization, and by the time October rolls around, she'll have some research and some best practices and lessons learned that she can share with others. So we're going to partner together and have a co-hosted SIG and gig event in October, and we're excited about that.
Very cool. Excited.
Very cool.
Anything to add to that, Eric?
To the Northeast Georgia gig? No. Sounds exciting. Sounds exciting, though. So we have two upcoming events, February 27th. I mentioned earlier, Humor is Easy with Marshall Childs. He's the owner of the Laughing Skull Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
Down in Midtown there. And he's got a really cool program on why humor is not comedy. And he goes through all the ways that you can leverage humor to get engaged and engage people and influence people. And then April 23rd, Kurt Carver, as I mentioned, Vice Chancellor and CIO of the University System of Georgia. I've met Kurt a couple of times. He's a great speaker. He's got a real passion for learning and education, and he's really making an impact at the university level. A lot of the ASTD material is used in University of Georgia degree programs. My daughter graduated from Kennesaw State University, Elizabeth, with a degree in organized communication. There was largely ASTD material. I mean, she came home with the ASTD book.
Wow, that's crazy.
I've seen this before.
So, yeah. So I end up using her material. And she actually works with me now, so when she listens to this, she can hear me plugging Elizabeth as an instructional designer. So,
fantastic. Florida, take us home.
Well, I want to make sure that I give some shine to our other SIGs and gigs, and so I just want to make sure that
they can come here, you know.
Yes, and we'll have them here. So I'm happy that Chrissy and Eric were able to join. But we also have heading up our career development SIG, our new leader, Joe Soski, and he has a great new team that's working to put together some fantastic programming. The theme for this year is all about personal branding, and from a career development perspective, how do you manage your own career progression? So we look forward to great things that they're doing. For our INC SIG, Random is heading that up, and typically the independence and networking and collaborative group come up with a fantastic array of topics that really help people that are in business for self, or if you're considering business for self. So I would say visit astdatlanta.org for more information at the events tab, like Chrissy told us about. And then for sales enablement, Ernesto heads up that organization, and boy, gangbusters. His focus this year is all about gaming and how we use games to get salespeople involved in learning, because many salespeople just don't want to sit in class. I was a sales rep at some point, and if I had to attend one more class that was a brand new theory that really wasn't so brand new,
right?
Gag me. right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, he has some great things coming up. And then our gigs, I mentioned the Making gig, what they have coming up. Columbus Wandy's working to pull together some fantastic things. And then the Savannah gig, you know, the gigs are just doing a phenomenal job with really reaching out to the outskirts of Georgia to make sure that they have programming that's an extension of our Greater Atlanta chapter. So, you know, if you want to contact me, I'm available at the astdatlanta.org link. And you can also get to me from our LinkedIn page, our Twitter page, our Facebook page, YouTube, and Pigeon, however else you'd like to get in touch with me.
Well, it has been an absolute delight having all three of you in the studio. I know Chrissy's already clocked out. I think I saw her grab a Milky Way. So that suggests to
me... No, I did not. we work hard to fight childhood obesity. I'm a wellness ambassador. I did not grab a Milky Way.
She's cleaning that up really nicely.
It was an apple. She grabbed an apple.
That's right.
Thank you.
At any rate, until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next time on Learning Insights.
Weak style.